You are tuned into the New Old Heads podcast, premiered every Thursday at noon at bringingdowntheband.com and brought to you by No Bad Ideas, Coleman Dental, Printfinity, and Indie CD and Vinyl. Support the New Old Heads by visiting our Patreon at patreon.com/newoldheads.
Episode 149 of the New Old Heads podcast. I am Major 7th. I make incredible beats that are reasonably priced. Holla at your boy for details about that paper. I need my money. Longevity. Ableton master, teacher, producer, extraordinaire, Decademics employee, founder of Bringing Down
Employees.
The Band.
Is that what it is?
I mean, you know, they cut you a check for your services, I hope.
My official title is lead production instructor.
Lead production instructor. That boy's a beast with that Ableton.
If you must know.
I like that, though. But yeah, you're doing your thing over there, kicking the truth to the young.
Youth.
Yeah.
And old people.
Yeah. For sure. Across the table, fresh to death as always, DJ extraordinaire, brand ambassador and owner of Printfinity, my man DJ J Diff.
Salutations.
What's good, son?
I'm great, man.
Good to see you as always. Got your starter kit? We good?
Yeah. Minus the whiskey, but
yeah,
we good. I
mean, you know,
It'll work.
Yeah.
Sometimes you got to cut back on the budget. It's cool.
Yep.
Maybe next week.
We'll get some old crow.
Yeah, we'll figure out something. We'll figure it out. To my immediate left, former radio personality, voice of Indianapolis, master of ceremonies, my man Jay Moore. How are you, sir?
Doing well, man. It's another one in the books, you know, for this weekend.
Yeah, shout out to Spools, man. Yeah, again, so congratulations. That brother's married, sir. Now.
And Aquemini.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I see you.
He and his wife, Sarah, are traveling for their honeymoon, so... Safe travels to them, and just congratulations. That's our guy.
Indeed. Yeah, Spools is that dude for playing West Side Gun, Mr. T, at his wedding, by the way.
Mm-hmm. You know what's crazy? You can't get, like, you can't stream or download that song anymore. I don't know what.
Oh, word?
I don't know how, that whole album that Mr. T is on, I don't know if it got tied up in some sort of rights situation or when they got signed with Shady.
Well, you know, a lot of his music, he doesn't put on streaming platforms.
Okay. Okay.
Some of it's straight exclusive.
Bandcamp, okay. YouTube, probably.
That, it was
no, on, it's like you just go to there, you have to go and spend
you got
$300 and buy it from their,
don't
from
do
their
that.
Site.
Don't do that.
But that's what it is. I mean, a lot of times you'll see a lot of their music not just on their website.
Yeah. I actually was looking for it, to Jay Moore's point, because I hadn't heard that joint in a while, and I couldn't find it. Like, I think I found the
YouTube,
stream
on
YouTube,
it.
But it wasn't on any of the platforms, like he said, so... You know,
a lot of times YouTube streams are not from the artists themselves.
Aha.
I've heard about that.
There's a chance it could get pulled down then, huh? Perhaps.
Yeah.
If you don't take the proper steps, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Now that album was cold though. That was one of the first ones I heard where I got a chance to get into West Side Gun. They had some heat on there, good production too. Yeah, so let's go ahead and anybody want to say anything before we get into the rundown?
I'm just going to say, you know, fix your mic.
What is wrong with it? Talk to me.
I mean, you should know by now.
I mean, I sound great, so I don't understand the problem.
Okay.
Let's see. Do I point it this way? Is that good?
I don't know. You have headphones on. What do you think?
Sounds great.
Excuse me.
Signal to me, you know, if I sound.
You should be able to hear yourself.
Yeah. Thank you, Jay Moore. Okay.
This is self-accountability.
There you go.
And that's what we're talking about.
I can dig it. P-Rock was in. Let's go to P-Rock. Shout out to the homie P-Rock. I see you over there.
Yeah, Dick Gregory was here.
Man.
Speaking of the Huns,
yes.
You said you watched The Dark Crystal?
No, I haven't watched it yet.
Okay. Has anybody else seen the
No,
name?
I have not.
Listen to how many, like when you watch it, just keep that in the back of your head. Mm-hmm. It's all the time.
Yeah.
Honestly,
I want somebody to do a cut of just all the humps.
Well, you know, when you watch, honestly, when you, because The Dark Crystal started off as a Jim Henson project back in the day.
Right.
But almost a characterization of something like, you'd always hear Kermit the Frog go,
Yeah.
Like it's almost like
a Jim
Henson thing.
Yeah.
How they express a certain
emotion.
Remember
Beaker? That's all he used to do.
That's
Bunsen and Beaker?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. That's throwback right there.
Yeah. I got to check that out though.
It's not bad. It's a prequel.
Oh, okay.
Because they did, from what I saw, they didn't do all the CGI. They did like, they stuck with a lot of the practical effects as far as characters.
For the most part.
Yeah.
Where is this at? Where can I?
Netflix.
Netflix? Okay, cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Shout out to Netflix.
They got to get all their stuff together. What's that Disney Plus hit?
Disney about to fuck the game up.
Did you see that thing where you could get the, like Disney Plus, like Hulu and ESPN? I think it's like for $12.99.
Yeah.
What?
Which is cheaper than...
They about to change the game.
Well, I'm grandfathered into the Netflix because I've had Netflix for like since before it was able to stream to a TV.
Get a disc.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I'm paying like $8 and some change still.
Wow. Okay.
But
can you add anybody on your account?
I mean, you know what it is.
That means I can't get on there.
Sometimes you just got to trade. Be like, all right, I got a Netflix. If you got a HBO,
right.
I got a Showtime for your Hulu.
Yeah. Yeah. Somebody need to ante up on that Disney,
man.
Because that's gonna be a good look, and it's gonna be like a lot of
original
Marvel content and shit.
Yeah.
They got a Star Wars show that looks dope. Yeah. The Mandalorian.
Mm-hmm.
Captain America.
So it's gonna be Falcon and Bucky.
Oh, that's going to be on Disney.
Where is Bucky and what has he had? I'm sorry. Whenever I saw Bucky, I still thought of Black Dynamite.
Hmm. That's funny.
Oh, they gearing up to take over.
Yeah.
That sounds dope.
Yeah.
I'd be curious to see how that goes, man.
It's going to go good.
Oh, it's going to go good.
It's going to have every Disney cartoon on it.
Man.
So remember back in the day, they used to be like, it's going back in the vault. Oh. It's a possibility. I was just about to mention gummy bears when we were talking about the Hardy shit.
Because
they had a Hardy's box that had the gummy bears on it.
Oh, wow.
And it was like interactive as fuck.
I used to have the entire series of the gummy bears cartoon.
Yeah.
Wow.
How does the song go?
My voice is a little messed up, so I'm not going to do it right now.
We don't want to get a strike
for gummy bears.
Copyright strike because you're saying the gummy bears theme.
It might have gargoyles on it though. Disney,
a cartoon. I heard Jordan Peele is looking into doing a live action gargoyles movie.
I'm not mad at that. I'm not mad at that at all.
You know,
he's a beast though. You know, he'd make it work. I think.
Yeah, remember when everybody thought he was corny?
Yeah.
Well, when he was on Mad TV,
things have changed.
I thought he was like wow. I guess because I come from sort of a corny place myself, I always thought they were funny. Because there was always little hints that they would, you know, especially with Jordan Peele, they would do stuff like he's doing now. Like one of my favorite sketches that they did on their show that was on Comedy Central when it was like a zombie apocalypse, but all the zombies were racist and they wouldn't bite black people.
Mm. Oh, no.
I like the space episode where he was talking about calling his woman a bitch. He'd be like, and I said, bitch. Yeah. And then like his girl with eyes pop up, and then he ended up in outer space trying to say it. He went all the way to space just so he could say bitch.
Eric Spears was like, I mean, you know, they was cool. I mean, they're great guys, but you know, he was really on them about them being cornballs and stuff. And I was like, damn, Aries, you could have
look at him now.
Yeah, you could have slid in and got your role, brother.
But you know what? There's kind of a lesson there because talking greasy about people, especially people you claim to like, it doesn't benefit you
never
at all.
Well.
Like the people who want to talk crazy about Key and Peele, or even when it was
remember when Donald Faison was talking shit about Dave Chappelle
funny. That wasn't Donald. That was Faison.
Faison Love.
Faison was a dude on Scrubs.
That's right. It's a Faison out here talking greasy.
Faison Love was killing him. Though, like he's trash. He's not that funny at all. They used to call him Pilot Boy. I can't tell.
But that's the thing. What did talking about any of those people benefit? What has been like these comedians who like will get on Vlad or.
It's just short-term success.
It's like
or notoriety.
Yeah,
what did that benefit you? You know, it's sort of like remember when we talked about Monique about 50 episodes ago.
Damn, it's
like
been that
she's still out here talking crazy. I was like, Monique, I haven't heard Monique tell a joke in 3 years.
Yeah, you too busy talking about the Netflix.
She should have went on tour while she playing.
Yep. She could have gone on tour and got paid.
But
her name is big enough to do that. Like,
but that just shows where a lot of people they put their energy into the wrong places, like we talked about last week with, you know, as far as you allocating your resources and your time to things that are actually going to benefit your career,
right?
Well, as opposed to just doing things that will garner you a small bit of attention for a short amount of time. Like if Monique did a special and it was funny, we'd be talking about that. But instead, she's always on YouTube talking about how Tyler Perry owes her an apology and Oprah can suck her dick and all that. And I'm like, I don't know what that's going to accomplish.
Tyler Perry has a whole movie studios right now.
Yeah.
Did you see that picture where the highway sign says go left to go to Tyler Perry studios?
I actually went to school with somebody that works with Tyler Perry, and they sent him, shout out to Anthony Dalton, they sent him an invitation to this big gala or something he's having. The invitation was interactive. So he pulled it out of like this real nice fabric, probably with some crushed velvet or some shit.
Right.
Yeah.
And then he opened the envelope. Well, it looked like an envelope, but it was actually a tablet. So he opened the cover of the tablet, and the invitation starts playing, telling you exactly what's going on, the date, and all that shit.
That's crazy.
That's money.
That's paper.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's dumb.
Well, it's a tax write-off.
Yeah.
Trust me. Tyler Perry.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
And then they get to keep a nice little tablet.
And shout out to the people.
It's a favor.
The black folks that say Tyler Perry. Please stop
Tyler
saying
Prairie.
That. Yeah, it's Tyler Prairie.
Yes, Tyler Perry.
Where they
do
that? Tyler
day?
Prairie. You'd be surprised, man. Uh-huh. All right.
Is that your family reunion?
Don't
is
see.
That what they were talking about?
You definitely say Mruzik every week.
I do, but that's a shout out to Memphis.
Is it a shout out or are you making fun of him?
Yeah.
Shout that's out. Why they
strictly
on your
shout
ass.
Out. They're not on my ass. Philly is on his ass. Don't do that.
Don't deflect.
Oh, they're not on my ass.
Duke Deuce.
That's my guy.
You if you run into him.
That's my guy, though.
Talking that shit.
I fool with Duke Deuce.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's my guy.
Yeah, I'm bad.
He GD.
His daddy,
you know that?
Yeah, his daddy was upset. That's what the lyrics say.
You know, knock his chest off.
Knock his chest off. That's my guy, though. All right, man. Pete Rock.
Huh?
So.
PR.
PR. Lone brought this to my attention. I was not aware. Apparently, he's getting drug across IG for something that he said and
Twitter.
Has backtracked Twitter and has now backtracked. So I'm gonna read it because I just typed it out. It says, "What's a trans woman? Is there such a creature?"
He said creature.
He did say creature.
So using language like that'll get you in trouble.
He already getting off to a bad start. There's no such thing. If you're a man who likes trans women, it means you like men. No, trans women are not women. Shaking my head. And this is from Pete Rock.
Is that what he said after he saw Malik Yoba?
Don't do that, man.
I'm thinking it is, though. I think
That's what kicked it off.
Okay.
I'm not just trying to, you know.
Because how do you connect those two dots? And he's saying that.
You're not just going to say it out the blue.
Yeah.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
Nobody's hacking your account just to say that.
So that's the other part of it.
That's the part. Like, Pete Rock. Now, if you follow Pete Rock on IG, Twitter, whatever, like, he's never been the one to pull punches. Like,
Sean got into it with Pete Rock.
I remember.
I did.
Because he took something the wrong way.
Yeah. But the fact that he had to reel this one back in, that's crazy. Pete Rock reeling something back in that he said. And Lone was telling me, I guess you can explain
Rock
better than me. But
PR for
he
himself.
Was, they
How
were
about that?
Failure.
They was giving him the business, huh? From what
you
saw?
Well, I don't know if you guys... So here's the thing. I'm a producer, right?
Mm-hmm. a good one.
So
very
I follow one. I follow a lot of producers on Twitter and a lot of a variety of producers. And, you know, Pete Rock has been saying a lot of questionable shit in the last 6 months about other producers. And I remember he said some shit about no younger producer can make anything like one of the OGs or something like that. And it was just met with a lot of... I don't know, just kind of backlash a little bit, where even some OGs of sorts were even kind of chimed in, like, maybe you should calm down. Like, there are a lot of really dope producers out here.
Right.
Just because you made stuff in the 90s using a specific type of hardware does not mean that, you know, like, that's not the end. Anyway, so he's been catching what's the word I'm looking for?
Backlash.
Backlash / flack.
Yeah, right.
There we go.
I see what you're doing.
That's actually an interesting
one. That's
a bar
right there.
But so he's been catching that off and on. And, you know, I've seen a lot of people kind of just saying, like, just talking about Pete in that mindset. And it's kind of been in the back of my mind, like, he's one of the people that, and maybe I'm biased because me and him went back and forth, but like, I would respect him a lot more if he didn't have social media.
Mm.
You know, like, he's a clown on social media to me. For a lot of reasons and just the stuff that he says back and forth. And so like this instance right here, this particular thing, no matter how you feel about it, the fact that you're going to go and like delete your tweet and then try to say that you were hacked was so corny.
Yeah. Own that shit, man.
Well, this is the thing. And this is no knock against him, but of all the A-list super famous people there are who have a huge, huge... Well, who's out there trying to hack Pete Rock?
In this very specific moment, in this very specific time, saying this very specific thing.
Eminem on the Wash.
So
fresh his off. Character on the Wash.
Right, right.
I don't know, man. That's my only thing. He's a great producer. I'm looking forward to his new thing with Sky Zoo. I just wish I wish he logged off.
Just own that shit, man. I mean, if that's how you feel, that's how you feel.
Yeah, don't take nothing down. I mean, and the word, I think people use this excuse, oh, I got hacked. Sometimes it's obviously a hack because it'll be something just real off wall.
Yeah.
You know when you got hacked? It's when you can't log back in.
Yeah.
That's hacked.
That's when you get hacked.
Yeah, I know people who've had to just like start over on their
entire profiles. And it's not going to be just one. If somebody's going to spend time to hack you, it's not going to be just one tweet. It's going to be followed up by a whole bunch of bullshit.
Exactly.
Yeah. Like somebody hacked like Buffalo Wild Wings and like through there, you know, when they sent out a bunch of wild racist like tweets. And it just came out of nowhere.
It's continuous, like you said.
That's not them.
This was like written how he writes tweets, and he's got he's also said some shit before on Instagram, so it's not like it's new.
I mean, we were talking about we call him AC Slater, about how he had to, you know, pull back on some stuff that he said, and it's like,
hey, own that shit.
Own
bro.
It, yeah.
If that's how you feel, I mean, I understand that the times that we live in or whatnot and everything has to be what's the word I'm looking for?
Politically correct.
Politically correct or censored. So you're pretty much censoring yourself. But the whole thing about censoring yourself is you're doing it after you've already said it.
Right.
So
you meant what you said when it came out.
At that point,
you may not have had any malicious intent. Like, I don't think AC Slater, I can't remember his name.
Mario Lopez.
Okay, yeah. Mario Lopez. I don't think he really meant anything by it.
Yeah.
You know, it's just what he said in the moment, but it did come off as insensitive. So, you know.
In my personal opinion, it made sense what he said.
Yeah.
He may have followed it up too far.
Sometimes the apology makes it worse.
It does. Because he technically said that kids are saying that they're identifying as this gender versus the gender that they were born at. And essentially, they're too young to even know better. But the parents are following that path and kind of helping guide them. And if they get into a position to where they're actually giving them medication to change their,
right,
you know, makeup,
yep,
they can't renege on that.
Facts.
It's a wrap after that. So,
yeah.
Essentially, what he was saying is these kids are too young to be making that decision.
Mm-hmm. I'm with y'all, though, on, you know, just eat that. You just go have to eat that one and just roll with it. You know what I'm saying?
It's a failure, you know.
Yeah, you take the L and you move on. You know what I'm saying?
Move on from it.
Yeah.
But
I agree with y'all on that
one. I just know how to maneuver. I mean, the way Dave Chappelle, again, the way he explained it on his special.
He did it
well. The way he was doing it.
He did it well.
Hey, and he's getting backlash from it.
Oh, yeah. Rotten Tomatoes gave him like 0%.
Yeah. Come on now.
You know, yeah.
It's a zero.
Come on, man.
You know.
I mean, he's doing the same type of comedy that a George Carlin or a Richard Pryor.
Thank you.
Or who else? Red Fox.
All those comedians were edgy. Super
edgy. Let me tell you
edgy.
Something.
Yeah,
there's a comedian who's kind of an underground cat, and he died in the early '90s. His name was Bill Hicks.
Yep, I remember Bill.
This dude was wild for the night. He would say, hey, "There's no way." And the thing is, comedians they have a reverence for this dude. He didn't really make it mainstream. He would be on David Letterman. David Letterman really liked him. But sometimes, like, they would cut even what he said out of the David Letterman show because it was just too much for late night TV. And this is when David Letterman came on super late.
Mm-hmm.
But, when people say, oh, yeah, I love Richard and I love George Carlin and all these people, you'd be coming after these people on Twitter just like you're coming after Chappelle right now.
Could you imagine if Richard Pryor was still living now and was a comedian in his, I don't know, 30s and he dropped Craps now?
No,
like
no, there's
well,
no
you
way.
Can't you can't do
you,
that.
You couldn't even put it. He couldn't even put it out.
That's why Dave's thing was what it was.
Richard Pryor had an album called That Nigga's Crazy.
Yeah.
And it went platinum.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, and
I'm sure the streams have went platinum for Dave Chappelle.
I've watched it three times.
Yeah. I watched it twice. I watched it twice.
Even though he has zero tomatoes or whatnot.
I mean, but the genius and the brilliance in his delivery. I'm a delivery person. I want to see how it comes out and how mm-hmm. you relay your message. And his is so funny. It's so nonchalant. Like, he's not overdoing it. It's just him being up there.
Even how he started it with the Prince lyrics.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, Dave is a beast. Yeah. Like, and as I watched it, I knew. I said, okay, this is going to ruffle some feathers over here.
Shout out to Juicy Smollett.
Man.
I mean, the only part to me that stood out.
The French actor.
The only one that was kind of corny to me that I didn't really like was when he tried to compare trans people to the Chinese people.
Oh, okay.
That one was kind of.
That one fell flat.
That was kind of like, nah. Yeah. I've heard it before, one, and it wasn't funny to me.
The Michael Jackson, like, because, you know, for everyone, he brings it back around.
Yeah.
And, like, but for the Michael Jackson, it was just a schoolyard joke.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It was funny, but, you know, I was like, that was a little beneath him.
But, you know, some of that shit he's saying, he's not serious. He's doing that shit for a laugh.
Yeah.
Yeah, like.
He's a comedian. I think it's, that gets lost. Like, he's, like, we put so much sometimes on entertainers where we want them to be these social commentators. It's like the first job. Yes, social commentary is a part of what Carlin and what Pryor had done, and Bill Hicks especially. I'm telling you, man, if you're listening, go back and check out Bill Hicks.
I'm asleep on Bill Hicks. Awesome. I got to do my research. And
we forget that their first job is to make us laugh. Like, if you don't see, the thing is, a lot of times people are up there just being offensive, and it's not funny.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can get up there with all the social commentary you want, but I came here to hear some jokes. And
if it don't connect,
make me laugh, damn it.
Chappelle brought the jokes.
Make me laugh.
Yeah. There you go.
Maybe just because I wasn't maybe a part of a lot of the jokes, but a lot of it just wasn't offensive to me. Like,
okay,
like Chappelle's new one. Like, it just seemed like he was addressing things more so than it was offensive.
Yeah, that's the way I took it. Yeah, like, that's the way I took it.
That's why it was called Sticks and Stones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, Rotten like Tomatoes. I said, you clicked on my face.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a fact, actually. So shout out to him for that, man. That special was very well done. All right.
Juicy Smollett.
Yeah, right. let's talk about the Travis Scott documentary. It's called Look, Mom, I Can Fly. I got a chance to watch this one over the weekend, and it's really dope to – I like to see an artist's background. I like to see the family structure. I like to see where they came from. He has some good then and now shots. You can see him performing at a festival. 16 people. He can name like four or five of them.
He's like, and I know two of them.
Yeah, yeah. Like somebody's girlfriend, one of his homies' girlfriends was out there. And to fast forward then to see, you know, him at these huge festivals and his fan base connecting with him. Like, I didn't realize it was like that, I'll be honest. I thought Astroworld was dope. I said that when we did our wrap up, but the way that he connects with his fans and his fan base, and just to see where he comes from and his granny's house and all that, mm-hmm. I can respect that. I like to see that.
I realized that when one of my first students, who was our older former intern at Darien,
yes,
he was a huge Travis Scott fan, mm-hmm. like huge. The way he used to talk about him, I could tell he, like, when I was watching the doc, I was like, oh, Darien's one of them. Like Travis had that impact on him, and he was that age, you know, he's like, Adarian's what, 20, 19,
yeah,
20,
yeah,
you
yeah.
know, so, yeah, it was cool to see too, like see how much he was affecting somebody's life, you know, everybody, all those people's lives. And
then it just shows you it's not an overnight success. Like, he had to get to this place by, you know, cause especially if you just picked up on him when he got popular, you're like, oh, where's this, you know, to see any rapper performing in front of 15 people. I mean, Wiz did that here in Indianapolis.
Facts.
Living Room Lounge.
He performed at the Living Room.
So did Wale.
Of all places. Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, that's just, I mean, I remember the first time we had Odyssey here in the city.
Is that the Jazz Kitchen?
It was at the Jazz Kitchen. And
mm-hmm. We actually opened for him that night.
Yeah, and I remember, Thanks. I'm just gonna keep it real, you know, the people brought him here, they lost money that night.
Oh, yeah, we lost money.
I remember. I remember being that night. Yeah.
I was a part of that.
Yeah.
Too. Yeah.
So.
Fast forward to his show at the Hi-Fi, though.
Yeah.
All the way to the back.
He's selling shows out all over the world, though. Yeah. Like,
easy, though.
In countries that nobody else is going to.
Facts.
So, yeah, it's the grind. I think you touched on it earlier when you said, what were you talking about? You said something about popularity and Monique and just, just clowning on something just to get notoriety. Like, the people that stay working on stuff, eventually, that's how you get that long-term long-term payoff. Like, you can get it short-term. There's always exceptions to the rule, right?
Sure.
But, I mean, that I've seen it in so many artists.
I think Lil Baby is the exception to, not Lil Baby.
Da Baby.
Yeah. One of the babies.
Yeah, I think it's Da Baby.
Of them, like, literally just started rapping.
Mm-hmm.
And QC put him on. Like, I guess he would just be in the studio with Migos and Coach K, like, you should rap. And finally, he just started rapping. And got put on. But nah, that Travis Scott special was dope, man.
Yeah, like, what'd you think about that?
It was really good. Especially like it showed him as a kid, you know. He came from seemed like a solid family. He had his mom, dad, grandmother. He had a nice foundation. I wish they had a touchstone, because you know he was supposed to have gone to college when he started that music shit.
Okay.
So his mom thought he was in school, but he was actually doing the music shit.
Mm.
I wish they kind of touched on that, but I guess they wanted to kind of highlight Astroworld and the process that went into that. So I can G for that. But now it was good, man. And to see the impact that he has on kids, like Sean was saying, is amazing. And like, I seen this show live.
You so did. I remember you talking about it. Yep.
And the shit was, it was lit, for lack of better words. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was that, like, from beginning to end, it was a show. And I remember my cousin from Chicago telling me about Travis Scott years ago, like, seeing him live. He's like, man, now Travis Scott puts on a real good show. And this was, like, probably 6 years ago.
Yeah.
Is that the cousin that I met?
Yep, Devin.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that's prior to the pyrotechs and all the stuff that he has now.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, at one point, I wasn't paying any attention. So when I thought they were talking about Travis Scott, I thought they were talking about Travis Porter.
Mm. Oh wow! Okay,
what happened to Travis Porter?
I don't know. Like,
they was actually on a little roll for a minute.
I originally thought he was the drummer when people would.
That's
Travis Barker.
Travis Barker.
Yeah. I was like, oh, they're different people.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I mean, you know, just like when I first heard of Chance the Rapper, I thought they were talking about the dude from I Love New York, which it was like the dating show, and it was like this dude on there named Chance.
Yeah, that was part of
his brother,
the Realionaires.
Yeah, the Stallionaires. Something real silly. Yeah. And when I kept hearing people talk about Chance the Rapper, I was like, I'm not gonna check out the dude who used to be on VH1 trying to date New York. Sometimes that's about perception. I remember the first time someone tried to tell me about Jay Electronica, it was before I heard his music. I was like, man, I'm not trying to hear no Electronica. You know, I was just thinking about the music and, you know, whatever. The names just seemed corny to me. So I was like, nah. Then I heard Exhibit C, you know, I was like, oh, okay, I get it.
Overall, though, it was shot well, great footage. And like Lone said with the kids, like, I saw so many people saying, hey, man, just so you know, you saved my life, man. Like, you've just been real motivational and been positive. So it was real dope to see. It was real dope to see.
I like the part genuine about connection. Yeah, I like the part about the Super Bowl when it showed Akon speaking on, like, why wouldn't you do the Super Bowl? You black, you need to be on that stage.
Yeah.
Regardless of what's going on. And I had never even thought about it like that. You know what I'm saying? I thought that was solid.
I heard that argument right when Big Boy accepted.
Yeah.
I remember people saying that.
Sleepy
then.
Brown. Yeah.
Excuse me.
I was hoping Three Stacks was going to come out on something.
Come on now.
I was hoping Three Stacks was going to come out on something. That would have shut the whole thing down. One day.
Happily ever after.
Yeah. We'll see. We probably won't see.
Yeah.
He's about to go under a different moniker and start releasing jazz albums.
Just out there playing the flute in random places.
Yeah.
Yeah. That'd be cool.
No, I don't know about that.
I want one more album, then I'm good, but it's probably never going to happen.
Yeah.
But yeah, that documentary was dope. So shout out to Travis Scott. It was good watching him also, you know, test records in the car and, you know, watch the initial reactions when they play some joints. And
that part with Mike Dean.
Yeah.
And when they were had like, they were waiting to put like, waiting for stems or wait, waiting for the Drake verse is what I'm guessing.
Yep.
I'm like, I'm sitting here thinking like, man, this just gives me anxiety just thinking about it. Like, I've been in that situation similar, like ready to put a record out and waiting and like last second, all that stuff. Like,
And then
this is why I don't work with other people like that.
The flip side of that comment is, anxiety point, the flip side is when they do get it and then he goes back into the kitchen and they're listening to it on their phone.
Yeah.
You've experienced that as well.
Oh, yeah.
Like the other side.
For sure.
It's like, oh, he snapped. Everything is what I thought it would be when it comes through.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that's a great feeling also. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I was impressed. I definitely was impressed. Let's pay some bills real quick before we get to the second half. Shout out to bringdowntheband.com. As always, is the hub. Any CD and vinyl for lacing us with some wax. We got some here. We still got a raffle to do today.
Mm-hmm. Got two of them.
Two raffles.
Yeah, somebody's going to get that new Joel Ortiz.
Yes. We're going to talk about that here in a minute.
Anderson Pop.
Anderson Pop. Ventura. Ventura.
So shouts to them.
And also shout out to Printfinity as well. Local business. Support your own. Dr. Coleman Dental. Brad Ripple. Get your teeth is right. And No Bad Ideas, the Crown joint. They keep lacing us, man. They always keep us fresh to death with, you know, things for our patrons if you want to get on board.
Yeah.
Patreon.com/newoldheads. Get you some gear. Enter in some of these raffles.
For $3, you get to join our community.
There you go.
Also got a discount code that you can use on.
Yes, sir. Get you 20% off that thing. Make sure you guys also go to Bringing Down a Band. It's a YouTube page. Subscribe. Make sure you hit the bell. Get the notifications.
But the code is New Old Heads. All
for No Bad Ideas, right?
Yeah, you cut them off.
20%.
Thanks, Mike.
Appreciate you.
Yeah.
Like Lily.
Yeah, you know, me and Terry be beefing sometimes, so I apologize. let's go ahead and go to...
You don't want beef, man.
Nah, I don't want no problems. No smoke. Anniversary passed on the 30th. It was late registration, turned 14 years old. Now, this was back when Kanye was what I call Kanye. It was on the trajectory to being like damn near top five status, like coming off College Dropout. He's trending up. I remember when this album dropped, the orchestration they had on there, the, you know, all the extra strings and stuff. I really loved this project. You guys have any memories of this album? Anything that stood out?
I didn't buy it. I got it off like Napster or something.
It's a late registration, right?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I had a bootleg version, but I listened to it a lot. That's my memory.
Did you like it?
No, it was good. I liked his first three projects.
Yeah, he started off with a bang.
Yeah, I inherited it.
But I guess my point of that is what was on this album. I don't remember.
This was crack, like music. This is Diamonds first of Forever.
Yeah, Roses. What was this?
Through
what
the Wire.
Through
Mama. First one.
Hey Mama.
Hey Mama.
What else is on?
Oh yeah, I'm tripping.
We Major
with Nas. Yep. Diamonds was a single.
Diamonds.
Gold Digger. Which was probably my least favorite song on that album.
That was huge though.
That joint worked though.
It was huge, but
yeah,
like there was so.
Jamie Foxx.
That's
home. Jamie Foxx was in his feature bag back then too though. He was everywhere. But no,
Celebration.
Celebration.
Yeah.
Yep. That album was called. Go ahead.
Late for that.
Yeah, I'll be late.
What are your memories on that album? What you think? I know you're the biggest Kanye fan here, probably. So
probably I'm sure might you have. Be, but I mean that was just a good time in Kanye history.
Agreed.
He was batting 100. Everything he was dropping or involved with. I mean, he went from that to helping Common put out two classic albums back to back.
Talk That Talk.
He was involved with Dilated Peoples.
Yep.
He was involved with.
Well, they had a feature.
What's my guy out? Guys out of Detroit.
Slum Village.
Oh, yeah. Village. You know he was definitely in his bag, his backpack per se.
Quali.
Yeah.
There's a little brother verse around that time too.
Mm-hmm.
He
was instrumental in.
I seen that.
Hate for that.
Putting Twista back in the forefront too.
Oh yeah!
Oh, no question.
Yeah, and that was from his first album. So then he Twista followed up with.
Well, he put Lupe on, really.
Kamikaze.
He definitely helped with Lupe. Touch the Sky.
That was Lupe's first track on Touch the Sky.
Touch the Sky. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I mean, it was a good time, and he was, like I said, he was batting 100, man. The sound was good. I actually seen him perform that at the fair. You know how they have acts come in at the fair? So that during that time that when that album came out, he was one of the featured performers at the fair.
Oh, word.
And I remember seeing him at the fair, and this is back when I was kind of DJing, but just playing around at home and stuff, and his DJ was on stage fucking up.
Was he A-Track then?
I don't think it was A-Track. I don't know who it was.
That bothered you, though.
Yeah, it was, because he was getting mad at dude.
Oh, okay.
He actually said, is it a DJ out there?
That sound like Kanye.
Yeah, but nah, he did his thing. He was forgetting his words and shit.
Oh, was that Million Dollar Mano?
It might have been.
Was that Mano? But that was
later. But that was later.
Yeah. Okay. Mano was later.
He probably actually fired that DJ after
that
show.
But I feel like I remember that story, that being Mano.
It could have been.
Well, that happened with Mano at one point in time, though.
Okay.
But I thought it was a little later. Yeah.
But at this particular show, the DJ was fucking up.
Because he started rocking with Million Dollar Mano, Mike Terror, the Treated Crew, all those cats.
That was a huge look for them.
Yeah. Yeah. Jay-Z was wearing the Treated hat. I remember that. Because I think I was still. If I wasn't up there, I had just moved.
That's 2008, 2009, 2010.
I was still in Chicago.
That was... This was 04.
But I'm talking about the Treated
Crew. But the Treated Crew stuff was like 2010, 11.
Gotcha.
Yeah, 12. That was right before I moved out. And they started bubbling.
Because we went to that Treated Crew party that one time.
Yeah, yeah. On a rooftop in Chicago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sully was a huge movement. Shouts to Sully.
Yeah, homie Sully. Mm. But go ahead, Jay Moore. I'm sorry.
Well, no, because I remember buying the album... basically the week it came out, and I just remember being broke, but somehow I had done something for, you know, like maybe work the door at one of the clubs.
You gonna muster up that Tuesday money,
and
find that bread, ain't he?
And I was able to still get it for, like, you know, when CDs would be $9.99 that first week,
Best Buy,
and I was able to get it. And I just remember, because it was close to the time when I first moved here, and I was going, I drove back to St. Louis. And listened to it pretty much the whole way there. My best friend was getting married. Like, you know how music really marks time for people?
Yeah,
for
sure.
Like, this was around that time. And I remember, this is around the same time as Hurricane Katrina. And remember, this is where Kanye West had said the whole thing about George Bush doesn't care about black people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was right around, it was during the album
that was
rollout.
The same time. Yep.
Because he had some issues because he was performing at the NFL kickoff, and there were a smattering of boos because of what he said. Mm-hmm. And, you know,
a smattering.
He had a.
Yeah,
he had,
I like smattering.
Yeah.
He had a little bit
of foresight, huh?
He had a, really.
I see what you did there.
He had a deal with Pepsi, and they were like, oh, is he going to keep his deal with Pepsi? And also, I remember it was crazy because this kind of goes back to what we were saying before. I remember he was the first, like, hip-hop artist to say something about, like, why are people tripping on gay people? I remember he sat down with Sway on MTV, you know, to talk.
Because his cousin was gay.
Yeah, it was something like that. And it was just like, because you always heard it from the other side,
mm-hmm.
you know, because we all grew up in that time to where... It was a lot of maggots flying in hip-hop records.
MAGA hats?
Not MAGA hats.
I see where you were going, though.
What Dave Chappelle was yelling.
Yeah, yeah. Basically.
Juicy Smollett.
No, not that one.
right.
So I just remember there was around the time, like, Young Jeezy's first joint came out, and it wasn't that far away from when Common had come out. But it was also when I remember seeing the first little dip in the music industry to where people are decided
franchise boys
buying not culturally and also financially to where people were not buying records like they used to.
I stopped. That's what I mean. That was part of what I was doing. Like I went through a phase where I didn't buy music for a minute.
Yeah,
and I just downloaded everything.
Everything, because it was there. It was just there to go get
overload.
You know, yeah. I remember by the time it got to the next album. I had Graduation a good 2 weeks before it came out.
Mm-hmm.
I remember when Commons B came out. I remember getting that.
I bought that one, though.
I remember getting that a good month, and I remember it had the studio. There's a studio version of The Food.
The Food, which which I still need, by the way.
You still got that?
Oh, I'll have to see if I got that.
I only got the album version, the live version.
And the thing is, there was one of the songs they say had Consequence on it, and they took the Consequence verse off of the final version of the album that was put into retail.
Releases for that year, just so y'all know, the amount of heat that came out, the documentary 2.
No, that was the documentary.
Was it? Oh, I'm sorry. It's it was the first one, yeah. Which was a classic, by the way.
It's 2005, right?
Yeah. The Becoming for Beans, The Minstrel Show.
Mm-hmm. So that's what I was about to say. Like, this was my introduction into Little Brother with The Minstrel Show. Little Brother dominated like 2 years.
Oh,
for
you
me.
Hadn't heard.
I didn't hear The Listening.
The Listening, okay. Mm-hmm.
So I got hip when The Minstrel Show came out around the same time. It was like right before The Minstrel Show because Murs had did an album with Ninth.
Right.
The first one.
Yes.
Was that the first one?
Yeah, the first one. And so I heard that, and then I went back, and it was just a...
Think about it, though. The Carter 2, B, The Masker, 50 Cent.
Young Jeezy.
Young Jeezy, Let's Get It, Thug Motivation. Ninth Wonder and Buckshot, The Chemistry Joint, came out that year. Monkey Bars. Shout out to P, rest in peace. What else they got on here?
That's when Houston was popping.
Facts. Mm-hmm. Bun B dropped the album that year.
Paul Wall.
Slim Thug.
Actually, Paul Wall did drop the album that year.
Sleepers Jules Santana. Dropped his first one, his only one, really.
Who did, who
no,
did,
his second one. His
who
second
did
one.
Miss New Booty? Who did, whose song is that?
That's Bubba Sparks.
Bubba Sparks.
I found you, Miss New Booty.
That was like that was an Anderson, Indiana anthem.
Oh my God!
I can see that in the hotel, in that little hotel spot. That's
exactly, the Ramada.
The Ramada.
But, but you know, I remember like a lot of people during that time were talking about the decline, and I felt this way a little bit in what hip hop was turning into because that was a time when snap music and Laffy Taffy, and when
Party Like a Rock Star.
If you didn't have a dance,
I hated that song.
Party Like a Rock Star.
That song was huge.
I liked Laffy Taffy more than Party Like a Rock Star.
Laffy Taffy had a
and Laffy Taffy was trash.
That was, the song was horrible.
Oh, cause you so thick.
Like at least I can make fun of Laffy Taffy. Right. Like Party Like a Rock Star was just corny as
that song was so huge though, man.
But I know.
I remember being in the office with my friend who was programming at one of the radio stations. I don't want to give too much game away.
Don't get a game away.
He had a decision to make.
Sign up for our Patreon for game.
the corner was getting a little love on the radio. That's and so name. He literally, just because of the research, you know, it's commercial radio, so I guess you had to expect it. He had to take, you know, the common song out and to make room for Laffy Taffy.
Hmm.
And I was like, uh-oh.
Shout out to the Lost Poets for being in a video.
Who?
For the corners as well.
Who?
The Lost Poets.
Oh, the Last Poets.
Last Poets. Last Poets.
No, I thought we were still talking about Laffy Taffy.
No.
I remember.
And that video was cold.
I remember this was so mean. I remember like somebody asked me what D4L is supposed to stand for, like down for life.
Down for life, right?
And I just remember I made a joke. I said it stands for D's four lames. that was mean. That was mean. Yeah, you know what? But
that is funny, though.
But shout out to
D's four lames.
And rest in peace to Shawty Low.
100%.
Shawty Low and they just dude from Franchise Boys
passed
too.
Away.
Wow.
Yeah, I can't call
right.
his name.
I saw that.
He
I
did
saw that.
Pass away.
Yeah.
So rest in peace to that brother. Because we always talk about that era. We know what the era was, but they had a movement.
Like, a lot of tall tees and white sunglasses.
A lot of tall tees.
So random story.
They did a whole lot in them white tees. Slang, bang.
We did one of our first shows as the Qualites.
Oh,
yeah. It wasn't the Qualites.
I call them.
We went by quality.
I call
spelled
them quality,
phonetically and
Qualites.
Shit. And so one of our first parties or shows was this. It was like this barn party or something in Anderson.
I remember this.
The hoedown.
Don't do
no,
that.
No, not quite. It was literally like a party in somebody's barn.
It was a hoedown.
And so we played.
Bales of hay.
They had all
no,
sorts.
No man.
What?
They had absinthe. They had all sorts of shit in there. It was in the city. And shouts to my guy Wes because it was at his house.
Hoedown.
And we came out when we first showed up. We had these big ass, long ass black t-shirts that went like past just intentionally. Just
are there any photos
sake.
Of this for you?
And then we took them off and it wasn't that.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, it was like, but we played this like really corny beat that had like extremely high, like fast hi hats. But like to the point to where it was distorting before people were doing that.
Let me guess, you were behind this intro, weren't you?
Yeah, it was me.
I thought so.
Yeah, I want to see footage of that.
I need to see you in a 4X black tee. I'd love to see that.
With one hay in the middle of the barn.
The ones you can still buy in certain gas stations here in the city.
I believe it was like performing on a crate, you know what I mean?
Dude, first of all, I worked that Finish Line at the height of the Pink Movement that Cam'ron and them started. So I remember people coming in, copping.
This is like 2004. It's crazy.
Copping 3X jerseys.
Headbands. Your wristbands.
Height. Your height. 3X jerseys. Headbands, wristbands.
Yeah.
Pink laces.
That Saint Lunatic shit. That was, yeah, that was Nelly in there with the headband. Bruh,
Air Force Ones, pink laces, everything.
Yeah.
The whole fit.
And you all know, Jay Moore's fault.
It's all his fault. I'm getting commission for it, though, because they getting accessories. You know what I'm saying? They getting everything. But I'm like, this fool walking out of here with a choir robe on, sagging hard, leaving the store.
Snapping.
It was the look, though.
Snapping and trapping.
What a time to be alive. Boy.
You should see some of them old. If y'all want to look up something funny, look how Soulja Boy was dressed back when Crank That came out.
With the rubber band Rolex chain on.
Yeah, he had a 12X t-shirt on.
Yeah,
go look at some of those pictures.
There's still dudes in Indianapolis that dress like that today.
I believe.
Is it?
Yes. I do believe it.
I'll be seeing a lot of people with too tight clothes on now.
He's right, though. It's still a handful.
It's people who was of age then, and they haven't let it go. They still wearing them plaid shorts that are too big. And
still got the braids with the beads on the bottom of them.
You know,
I was guilty of that. I ain't gonna front.
Is there photos of this?
Yeah, there are.
Okay.
You know.
I was fly, though.
People that had the... oh gosh, there's another trend. I saw this dude in the club and I was like, that's the official old man in the club.
What do you have on?
He had on like jeans with like the sparkly bedazzlement.
Them just went out a couple years ago.
Then
motherfuckers were buying them damn Robin jeans with the unicorn flaps on the
back. Yeah. And then
people still got Fila suits.
And then he had on like a white polo that was kind of ill fitting. Because, you know, he probably had it for a few years and, you know, it slacked off on the Bowflex.
Might have just got out.
And and then he had on white sunglasses with, like, the pencil thin. And then he had on, like, what might have been a Gucci hat, baseball hat. And I was like, you are the old man in the club, sir.
Yeah.
He probably had on some Drakkar Noor.
Wow. He had on some Joop. Yeah. Or hey,
what you say, Chuck? He might say now, Chuck.
Or this is another. He probably had on some Cool Water.
Oh shit!
Yeah, I used to mess with Cool Water.
Though, I did too. I used to mess with both of them.
I mean, I was 14.
Cool Water had a moment.
Yeah, you was my scent back in like seventh grade.
Yeah. Of course.
Oh, yeah. Here's another one that you was doing too much, and if you wearing it now, Fahrenheit.
I never fucked with the Fahrenheit. Never rocked,
people thought they was doing something with that Fahrenheit.
Yeah, I didn't do the Fahrenheit. Like bug spray. It did smell like bug spray. Cool
it Fahrenheit. Was worse than Michael Jordan's cologne. That was some real trash.
Well, the Michael Jordan cologne kind of... I rocked with that Michael Jordan
cologne. They try to sell young people on that. If you look at the bottle and you smell it, it smells
Carolina
like leather,
pine trees.
Leather from the basketball and Carolina pines. And
Mike used to call I had Tommy Hilfiger cologne. He used to call it the racist cologne, I think.
I did.
Yeah, because you was believing all that bullshit.
I was. Yeah. I was young.
It might be true. I don't know.
No, it actually was disproven. Like,
oh, was it really?
I was going
because everybody was like how Tommy Hilfiger said he didn't want black people to wear his clothes.
But that was
all he had was like hip hop. Like when that time Snoop went on Saturday Night Live for the first time,
He had on that dope Tommy.
Exactly, and
rugby.
When he came to town, Tommy Hilfiger met him and said, come on down. You guys can get whatever you want. He wore that Tommy rugby on Saturday Night Live. And he said that by the next weekend, you couldn't find it anywhere in the country.
I used to work at Ayers, so I had to plug on all
what
the fresh Tommy. Come on, man. I put in my work there.
I feel you.
I was fresh every day at school, bro.
I bet.
I feel you.
If anybody had a, you know, because it was a famous bar in St. Louis. It all became Macy's at one point.
Yeah.
But if you knew somebody who were or had a hookup, but they had the most messed up return policy. Like you could take stuff that you'd had for years and take it back in there and they'd give you the money for
it. Man, there was a glitch, bro. And I definitely practiced it and had my friends practice it as well. I would co-sign it.
It's kids out there.
If you had a pair of Levi's of any kind.
Okay.
You could bring that pair of jeans in and exchange it for a new pair.
No matter
didn't
what.
Didn't matter how old it was.
Uh-huh.
Didn't matter if you had a receipt or not. Didn't matter.
Yeah.
Even exchange.
Oh, I knew some girls, time. You know, and I think the statute of limitations is up.
It is. I don't really want to say all that I did.
Oh, I'll break it down because I wasn't doing it, but I saw some people that was getting
by. I definitely can't.
No, you can't.
Yeah. They would boost out of the famous bar in Carbondale and take the clothes back and get the money.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's I know people that have done that too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know.
I was like, what kind of policy do you I know it has to be have changed now, but
yeah, I'm not gonna say
it's wild for the night.
Y'all want these raggedy jeans back?
My pops or my mom might listen to this episode. And they raised a
these two girls
responsible young
back.
Man. So
you just never
I was just getting that good check.
I feel you. I feel you.
That's being a responsible capitalist right there.
That's exactly what that is.
Exactly.
All right, man.
They're still good.
Let's talk about some music before we get out of here. Shout out to Memphis.
Don't be scared.
Not at all. Let's see. Common. Yeah.
Womp womp.
Let love. You know, Common's my dude, man. That's arguably my favorite rapper if I want to keep it a buck. But this one here was this was
Who's he dating right now? He's fucking up his vibe.
No, he just got back with her though. This is after the album
came out. Oh, for real?
Who?
Yeah, I didn't Angela hear that.
Oh, damn.
His whole it's called Let Love, right?
Let Love, yep.
It's all love themed.
It's
first
super
two
grown,
songs
though.
Are okay.
There are a couple that I don't mind.
Yeah,
but I'm not a
gonna
couple on an album with like what 12, 10.
And it's not like
songs.
It's not like it's bad.
I'm not
it's
gonna
just,
say it's trash.
See, that's the thing, it's not a trash album, but I'm like I was looking forward to this.
Yeah, had no energy.
No.
No,
he's in a certain time frame in his life where this is where he's at.
Absolutely.
So I can respect
cool.
that.
That's cool.
Absolutely.
But
get it off his chest.
To Jay Moore's point, when I think Common, I'm being selfish as a fan, like, I'm about to hear these bars. He about to get in here.
He had bars. It's just
He still can rap, but I'm just saying the
but
vibe.
But the production just left. I'm sorry. I was just the beat selection. I was like, it sounded like I told y'all this in pre-production. I said, this sounds almost like a hip hop album I could listen to my mom with my mom.
That's tough.
And like it's not a it's a diss, I guess it was. Yeah, but
it kinda is.
We talking about owning now.
She probably don't want it. She'll be mad. Yeah. Will you stop playing this? I don't like it.
Yeah, she might be like, this doesn't
his
have
mom will say that.
Yeah.
My mom would be like, this doesn't have the same energy as a Rance Allen album. This ain't the same.
I just wanted more from it.
Yeah.
That's all. I mean,
Nas's album is better.
Nas didn't drop an album.
He did. Thank you.
I don't count that as an album. Drop.
Thank
he got a video for one of the. For,
but you know what? I enjoyed.
You know what? I like.
I enjoyed the Nas.
Yeah.
The Hustler joint. I actually like that one with Swiss Beats. With Swiss Beats, the video.
Honestly,
not even that video. There's a video for the.
There's another one too.
With the
what track is that?
It's almost like I Used to Love Her Part 2, like an extension of.
Yeah,
that.
I didn't like that song.
No,
the one
I didn't
that you're talking about
kind of whack.
Is with Swiss and is new.
Yeah,
it's called like Hustler or something.
Yeah, and that's actually one of the highlights. And
that's,
you know
that's
how
a
I
good
feel
song.
You know how I feel about Swiss Beats. So for me to say a Swiss Beats track is
the video
a
is like, isn't it like a robbery? Something in a gas station or something? I don't know. It's
I gotta peep that. I hadn't seen that.
Yeah. It's called not Hustler. It's called what the fuck is it called? I don't know.
I can pull the track list up.
Yeah
pull that up. But I like the track with A-Track too. There are a couple that I like, but it.
Nah, No Bad Energy is the video I saw.
No Bad Energy? Okay. Yeah.
And I wanted to like the
one.
To like the one where, you know, he was talking about the dude who was cheating with the girl with the blue hair. But it was just, I felt like it was him trying to do Testify over again, but he didn't have the Kanye West production.
I think, you know, I got that too, that it kind of felt like he was redoing ideas he's already done sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just
adult
that
film.
That energy
what it's
was
called.
Just.
It's called Adult Film, featuring Swiss Beats.
Is it?
Yeah, on the most recent one.
Well, maybe I've completely butchered that title.
But you are talking about whatever this video was recent and it is off Lost.
It just recently came out. No, it's not on. No,
oh, you're
not on Lost.
You're looking at. We're talking about Common. That's.
Oh,
that's
I thought
Nas's.
You were talking about Common. All right. No. I don't fool with
Swiss. Nas just put out a video though.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I just said.
That's the one he was talking about. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now I follow.
But the Common one is the one in the gas station or the little bodega or whatever.
Okay, I gotta peep that. That sounds like that's dope.
So Common, still love you, still top five. But,
yeah, that's my guy. Yes.
But this one's
no for me, dog.
Yeah.
On the flip side, though,
not when you have access to No ID.
Yeah.
Whatever version of Kanye
whoever
West
he
is
wants.
On here. Yeah, really, whoever he wants. Yeah, you're right.
Comp can get anybody he wants.
If you can get Swiss Beats, you're pretty sure you can get Illmind or maybe Ninth Wonder to hook you up.
On the flip side, though.
Speaking of, go ahead, say what you're going to say.
This Joel Ortiz,
this
Monday.
Bad boy.
Yeah.
This album right here, he got some heat.
Heatmakers, this album. Apollo Brown, Justice League Knots, Big Crit, Hasami. Yeah.
He got some heat on this.
That is a very solid album. We're giving that away on our Patreon.
Somebody hit a lick on this one because this one is good.
Yeah.
Solid production. You know, with the bar, we were talking about this in our pre-production. The bars with him, he's been consistent since he came out.
Yeah.
So there's never a question of if he's going to black out. It's just a matter of the production and what direction he's going in. And on this one, I'm in. I'm in on this one.
Fresh 11s on that cover, too.
Dude, on
he don't take bars off, man.
He got that.
No, and he had a nice very, you know, the joint where I really grabbed my attention was the one about him having anxiety.
Yep.
And
then he had another one about screens.
Oh, about how kids are disconnected from each other. And it didn't come off as like all corny old man talking about, you know, how these kids don't go outside and play anymore. But it was actually like
he's talking about us versus them. You know,
yeah, like. Really, he's not. You can't even say he's talking about kids. He's talking about people in general. Mm-hmm. But you know, like at least we had that time away from the screens,
man.
You know, some of these kids that's all they know.
That's it. Like it was crazy because remember when we had to come in when the lights was coming on the street lights?
Yeah, street lights.
We stayed out as long as we possibly could.
Wanted to stay out.
Yeah. Even with having Nintendo or something in the house.
Facts.
We stayed out and played and then ran home like trying to beat that light so we didn't get in trouble.
Facts.
These kids, you got to make them come outside.
If you wanted to play video games, your friend had to come over to your house. Yep. You had to go over to his house.
Yeah. Yep.
There wasn't no like, okay, I'm going to meet a whole bunch of strangers online and play.
And your mama might call over there and say, hey, Michael over there, okay, cool. I'm just checking. And he said,
But you know what? Most of the time, this was like at night after the day was over. It was like Friday night. You know what I mean?
Or like I'd have to call and be like, hey, can I stay over at Kevin's house a little bit longer? Mm-hmm. You know, and a lot of times the answer would be no. So I don't know why I called.
And you got to try. You never know how mama feeling.
When you call and she said no, you was like, well, got to go.
Get up out of here.
Yeah.
Or I won't be over here tomorrow.
Exactly. Yeah. But no, that album is dope, and I'm in on that Joel for sure.
Did anybody hear the Alchemist joint real quick?
I listened to the Alchemist.
It's called Yacht Rock too. It's pretty decent. It's only like 23 minutes.
Kids joint I like. It's short though.
It's a Conway West Side Gun.
West Side Gun.
Everything was like one verse really.
Okay.
It was one verse, and it was you and I always talk about the production, the shift in the culture and how some of the production is coming off now. It's very simple now. It was super loop based.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But to Alchemist's defense, he kind of started all that.
Yeah,
or he's one of the originators.
That's why I'm not mad at it, because that's him. But Willie the Kid's joint, I think, is probably my favorite one on there that I heard through the first listen.
Chasing Summer.
Chasing Summer is what I was getting to next. I like it, man. I like it a lot.
I like it.
I know you said November's better. But
I'd like November more.
I like this one. I'm through my first full run, I gave it my full attention because I think he's that dope of an artist.
He is.
You know, you want to listen. He's got some shit on there, man. It just proves how consistent TDE is as, you know.
Really how talented they are.
They're super talented and consistent. Yeah, they drop heat.
It's a good
talk about quality control,
man.
No pun intended. But, and it's funny because I watched documentary on Showtime about, you know, Motown and how they had their whole quality control. Like, that's where Coach K pretty much got the name. But I mean, is there anything where that came out of TDE where you're just like, nah, it was all right?
The only thing I might be able to think of
I'm not a huge fan of Absol, so I never really liked his stuff that much, but a lot of people do.
Right.
I like Absol. Isaiah Rashad's first release I thought was cool.
The Sylvia demo joint?
Not the one that preceded him joining up with them. I know the one you're talking about. I'm talking about the first one that he put out a joint with them when he joined.
It was pretty good.
It was cool. But I fool with Absol though. So I like his joints. Schoolboy always drops heat.
In a minute.
He has it. But Schoolboy always drops heat. Yeah. J-Rock had heat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Kendrick is lurking now because everybody else
won a Grammy.
Yeah, shout out to J-Rock for that. I remember we talked about that. But they roster is silly right now. You know, so yeah. Shout out to Sir, man. That's some good music, man. Yeah, good production. Good vibe,
Chasing yeah. Summer. I'm about to get involved with that.
Yeah. What's the name? 38 Special drop a bullet for every heathen, I think. Is that what it's called?
I got to listen to that. I fool with him.
I haven't heard it yet.
Yeah, I fool with him.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
You get that. He got that bar work. Straight mm-hmm. bar work.
Yeah, he's cut from the same cloth as Benny and
Grimy.
All them.
Yeah. Conway. All that.
Yeah. So I definitely will check that out. Is there anything that I missed before we get out of here?
I think we're good, man.
That's it.
If y'all have time, y'all can sign up for doing the Neo Soul Paint Night.
Okay.
If anybody want to do something different, because I know a lot of people complain about doing the same shit, but hey, and our crew has vibes jumping off. That's going to be at a new spot downtown off Market Street. I can't remember the exact name.
Okay.
But yeah.
Okay.
Solid.
Well,
do your Googles.
Yeah. Tomorrow night, we will actually be doing Back to the Future with DJ Metronome and just a myriad of people who are going to come on in.
I will be there.
And get involved on the ones and twos. So it's always a good time. First Friday of September. So come on by at the Hi-Fi.
Paint night's on Saturday. So.
Okay, so you can do both of those this weekend.
My man, that's going to do it for this episode. We appreciate everyone's support as always. And remember, as we said at halftime, make sure you go find Bringing Down the Band on YouTube. Subscribe and make sure you hit the bell. And also our Patreon / New Old Heads. We got some good stuff planned. We appreciate the support. And we will see you all next week.
Y'all finished or y'all done?
I'm done.
We done.